that sometimes I think university is wasted on the young, but they go there because they think they should, because they know that if they don't, they won't get paid as much money. But I know so many young people. I used to work in a venue, in a music venue, and they're like, I'm doing it, I'm not quite sure why. Mm-hmm. It's part of the process, and they kind of become adrift.
The research is really clear. Yes, there's plenty of things that are motivating. Money, power, sex, fame. There's this whole line of research looking at those are legitimate goals to pursue. However, the fulfillment of those goals is less fulfilling. There are other goals that are things like community, things like relationship, things like spirituality, basically non-material goals. Those are considered material goals, the initial ones, and then non-material goals. The non-material ones are much more fulfilling. If your ultimate thing is fulfillment, those aren't the best ones to pursue. There are other things you can pursue that are going to be better. And then the evidence is really clear on that. And it just reinforces exactly what many age-old traditions have said. And that's one of the things I emphasize about the self-determination theory psychological framework is it's not saying that any of the language we talked about motivation before was utterly wrong. It's just that we're being more precise.
So I think the implications are really important too for adults, for bringing young people into adulthood and being able to function and become productive and most importantly, feel fulfilled and have a sense of identity. We don't want people just to be compliant and then disillusioned.
Well, we do want people disillusioned.
In a sense, they will, that disillusionment is part of the process. Yeah. But what I mean is that I had this great start in life as a child in the 70s in that sense. And when I couldn't go to university and when I couldn't do that, my early adulthood in a sense was quite adrift because I didn't have any degrees or anything like that. I just worked. I did what I could. I didn't understand why I couldn't. I didn't have my executive functions weren't working properly. Right. I knew that I was different from other people, but I didn't really know why. And so I was just basically going from one thing to another, hopefully finding, eventually I'll find what I'm doing. But as I went through that, I became more and more sort of, I tried to train myself as an adult at adulting with certain things like that. There's sort of certain bits of adulting that I've absolutely kept, but there's other bits I've had to re-unlearn, you might say, to feel happiness and to actually feel that I was doing what I wanted to do with my life and being and doing what I believe in. And the sort of passion for exploring or at least giving space and time to allowing young people to work it out for themselves without, without telling them what to do.
This is the Agentic Schools podcast, where you will learn about schools from around the world, where children's agency to make decisions about their learning and living is more important than their academic skills. I'm your host, Don Berg.